Good afternoon. It's 12:07. This is Midday Matters on WBOI Fort Wayne. I'm Sean Beter. Very glad to be with you on this Thursday of our Spring Fun Drive. This, of course, the Outer Spaces edition of our program, and with me in studio, it's Doug Hackbarth from Broadview Florist. Doug, good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Great to be here.
Thanks very much for being with us on this special edition of our program today.
Oh, you bet.
We also have another regular for this time of the month in our studio. It's Laura Stein from Laura Stein Gardens. Laura, we're very glad to have you with us on this Pledge Drive edition of our show. And I suppose I should get you on the right microphone.
Well,
sorry,
it's the middle. I can speak up.
We're a little tired. It's the middle of Pledge Drive here.
We're a little tired.
we do ask you, as you listen to this program, to consider making a pledge of support to this public radio station. This is a locally produced program, and we rely on folks like you not only to drive the questions and the discussion during this show, but we also rely on you to fund this program as well. Do you have a quick goal update from the last hour? We did, in fact, make our goal. Folks took advantage of that match we had in play, and of course, and fantastic DeBrand's gift card. Unfortunately, that's no longer available, but we do hope you'll pledge this hour anyway. We have a new goal this hour, of course, as we do across the fund drive. 9 pledges, and $900 is our goal. So pledge early, pledge often. The number 800-471-9264, or you can pledge on our website, nipr.fm. And Doug Hackbarth, I think you brought a special pledge incentive just for this garden show.
Yes, I did. For this hour, Sean, if someone pledges $50 or more, they will then receive a gift certificate for a hanging basket, a spring outdoor hanging basket valued at $26.
Great.
And the coupon will come to them, and they simply bring it in. They can pick out any 10-inch spring hanging basket they want, including Boston ferns.
All right.
And I might mention it's the timeliness of this. Starting tomorrow, folks, spring begins, because tonight, what's the low? Like 32, 34? But starting tomorrow, the lows are in the 40s, and they keep going back and forth on tomorrows. I've seen 43 for 2 days. Then I saw 41 for a couple days. Now they're back to 43 again for the low tomorrow. But that's safe. And every day after that is warmer. So I pledge that spring season starts tomorrow.
Oh, that's a good pledge.
Yeah. So that is what we're hoping for.
Absolutely. Well, Doug, that's very generous. Thank you for bringing those along. I hope folks will decide to make that pledge. Actually, if they pledged at the $5 or $10 per month level, that'd be an easy way to grab one of those hanging baskets.
Yep.
Give us a call right now at 800-471-9264, or you can pledge online at nipr.fm. That so happens to be the number to call if you have a question or comment for Doug and Laura today. And if you would like to get that question in another way, our Facebook page is up, Twitter is up as well, and you can email middaymatters@nipr.fm. All right, enough with that business for now. We'll do a goal update later. Laura Stein, you sent in some photos in preparation for this show that folks can find on our Facebook page. What's the topic du jour today?
Well, this is a very practical and timely topic. Now it's a great time to do mulching, and I see lots of people out there freshening up the mulch in their beds and around their trees. And so today I want to talk a little bit about correct and incorrect ways to mulch, especially around trees, because it's very important for the health of the tree to mulch properly. So I brought a couple photos of trees that are mulched incorrectly, because sometimes that's the easiest way to know, so what shouldn't I do? And that helps to inform us as to what to do.
And let's jump right in.
Jump right in.
Looks like we have one of our photos up. Hopefully we'll get a few more up a bit later on as the program goes on.
Okay. Well, if you can see, and even if you can't, I can explain the photo that is up on our Facebook page. And it is just a tree trunk that goes straight into the ground, and the mulch is up, packed right around the base of the tree. You don't see any root flare. We all know when you look at a tree that's out in nature, how the tree trunk is straight and then it flares out at the bottom, and
right,
you can see the roots go into the ground. And that is actually, even in the landscape, we want to see that root flare at the base of the tree. We want about a maximum of 3 inches of mulch on top of the root ball, mm-hmm. and where you can see where the majority of the root ball of the tree is. But then you don't want any mulch at all up around the trunk of the tree, because when we put mulch, does one of the great functions of mulch is that it holds moisture in, so it helps to keep an even layer of mulch moisture throughout the soil around the trees. Tree roots and your perennial roots too, but it also will hold that moisture up against the trunk of the tree, and then the bark gets soft. It provides an opportunity for bacteria and disease to get in underneath the bark, and it also allows for burrowing animals and rabbits to get in there, and it's nice and soft, like pudding for us.
Like pudding.
So it's a way for them to get in and chew around the base of the tree too. So
the photo we're looking at right now, and you can find it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/middaymatters, where you can also leave a question or comment. The photo right here, basically there is no flare at the
There's
bottom
no
of this tree. The mulch is piled all the way up to basically where you're seeing a straight shot of a trunk out of the
just
ground.
Just goes straight up. And you'll see plenty of these driving around town. And you also see what we call the mulch volcanoes. So someone has gone, put the mulch around the base of the tree, and then mulched it up really high around the trunk. And that's in that same way, that can be really detrimental to the tree.
All right. We want to hear from you, our listeners, this hour. If you have a question or comment about your outer spaces, or if you just want to share what's going on in your backyard, call us at 800-471-9264. You can always leave a message on our Facebook wall, send us a tweet at Midday Matters, or email middaymatters@nipr.fm. And don't forget that same number. You can also pledge your financial support to keep shows like Midday Matters on the air. Once again, 800-471-9264. Just looking for 9 pledges this hour. In the meantime, Laura, let's get back to our do's and don'ts on mulching here. So no mulch volcanoes. We don't want to pile it up. We want a little bit of root flare. And Doug?
And I'd like to comment on the mulch volcanoes, because there's, like Laura described, where it's flat and you hump it up over the up at the base of the tree to make it look like other landscaping that you may have seen elsewhere. But understand that a minor volcano is okay if it's done the way it's supposed to be done. And that is, whenever you plant trees and shrubs, the first key to planting them properly is to plant them high. Okay. If you know, people who plant tomato plants know the deeper you plant them, the better. Well, that's tomato plants. That's not trees and shrubs. So for planting trees and shrubs, the rule of thumb is always plant high. If a little bit of that ball of soil that it was in sticks up above the ground level, that's a good thing. Now there, that's what creates the proper type of volcano that you described. And what happens here, and here's why it's so good, is if you do get mulch up there close to the base and it is high, it's high because the root system in the ball is up out of the ground. And what's good about that is that if you have water, you know, pretend you planted it deep, well, the water would run right to the trunk of the tree and rot it out. If you plant it high, the water runs away from the trunk. And so the volcano that you might see properly performed is done because the soil ball is high up out of the ground. And so whenever it rains, the moisture flows away from the tree trunk. Then that mulch that's up close to the tree trunk is the first mulch to dry out. So it works okay if that's the way it is. But if you've got it planted level and you pile mulch up like Laura described, that would be a problem for sure.
Right. And when you talk about that, Doug, our heavy clay soil really holds water, and it doesn't drain well. We all know this if we've been out with a shovel in our backyard. So what Doug is talking about is that mound that you get between, and he's right, you're
plant
absolutely
high.
Right about planting high. Yeah. Usually 2 inches above the soil grade is a good idea on trees. So he's talking about that mound you get between the grade level of the soil, and then the grade level of the top of the root ball. But never, so even when you have mulch there, you still want to sure. never have mulch touching the trunk. So right. you can pull it back away from yeah. the trunk a little bit, and in that way it is mounded up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear your questions and comments today about your mulching do's and don'ts. And a little bit later in the program, of course, we'll hear some of your plant and garden questions more generally as well. We hope you'll call us right now, 800-471-9264. That's the number you can also call if you'd like to pledge your support to this station. In the meantime, Laura, let's continue with our list of do's and especially don'ts, since we're learning a little bit about what not to do when mm-hmm. you mulch today.
Well, it is a good, like I said, the you want to keep about 3 inches is about as thick as you want. If we get much more than that, then
a total three inch layer of mulch.
Correct.
Okay.
So if you're using a natural mulch, which is what I always recommend and what we use, I like to stay away from the dyed mulches. And if you're using a natural mulch like a dark hardwood mulch or a shredded oak mulch, which is nice, nice natural mulch too, those will naturally break down into the soil and add nutrients, similar to a compost. So if you're adding about 3 inches, you start out with a 3 inch layer, you're going to get some of that mulch breaking down by the next year when you want to mulch. And that's a really good thing because you're creating an environment for the plants that adds nutrients to the soil. It loosens our tough clay soil up. So mulch is very beneficial in that way. But when you go back to mulch next year, then you want to go ahead and check the level of mulch that you have on your bed. So we just don't pile up on top. We were just out at a project this past week where we had to go in and we had to scrape off I bet we took off 3 to 4 inches of mulch that had just been piled up over the years. And that's just too deep. It gets in the way of the oxygen exchange in the soil. Isn't great for the plants. So about 3 inches is what we want. Choose a mulch the more natural, the better. And then one that breaks down and adds nutrients to the soil.
We're going to continue this conversation on mulching, and a little bit later we'll take your general plant and garden questions as well. Of course, we want to hear what's going on in your outer spaces these days, what's going on in your backyard. Give us a call at 800-471-9264, or you can post on our Facebook wall, send us a tweet, or email us middaymatters@nipr.fm. And of course, this is a special fun drive edition of our program, and we hope you'll take a few minutes out to, before you get on the program and ask your question, perhaps to pledge to this radio station. We rely on listeners like you to keep us up and running and strong. About 40% actually of our total annual budget comes directly from you. So if you appreciate this type of locally produced programming that feeds you information and news every single day, call us at 800-471-9264 or go online to nipr.fm. And Doug Hackbarth, before we go to break, we do have that special pledge incentive for this hour only.
Absolutely. And that is anyone who pledges $50 or more, they get a gift certificate for a $26, it was $25 a couple of years ago, $26 hanging basket, and they can come out and pick out the one they want.
And special thanks to you to Broadview Florist
for
that. That is just this hour. We have a limited number of those available. So if you'd like to pledge, say at the $5 or $10 per month level, it's an easy way to support the station. Of course, you'll get that hanging basket and a year of guilt-free listening to your favorite radio station in Fort Wayne. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters Outer Spaces.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear the questions you wish you could have asked to people like Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Did it help to hear what your voice sounded like on helium? Did you learn something about your voice you didn't know before?
Yeah, I learned that I don't really need the helium.
Because it's pretty easy to flick that switch and go right up there.
The most interesting people in show business on Fresh Air. this afternoon at 1 here on WBOI.
On Talk of the Nation, we like to be clear about what we're talking about, whether it's movies.
A B-movie was a movie that was made specifically to be on the bottom half of a double feature.
Or the auto industry.
One mid-level executive at a top automaker told me, well, 30 years ago, we were a car company that would occasionally lend money to our customers, and now we're a bank that makes cars.
Talk of the Nation, clear, straight, open, from NPR News. Tune in weekdays at 2 here on WBOI, Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Indiana Tech Law School, opening in Fort Wayne, August 2013. Information on admissions and curriculum online at indianatech.edu/law or 855-TECH-LAW. Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Reinbold & Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Will your money last? With a retirement plan, it can. More information on Reinbold & Anderson on the web at reinboldandanderson.com.
It's Midday Matters Outer Spaces on WBOI Fort Wayne. I'm your host, Sean Beter, along with Doug Hackbarth from Broadview Florist and Laura Stein from Laura Stein Gardens. This is a special pledge drive edition of our program. We're, of course, raising money to keep this station on the air, bringing you programs that you enjoy and sometimes change your life every single day. We have a goal this hour of 9 pledges and $900. We've had several pledges so far, 3 in fact, so just 6 more will do the trick. Call us and pledge your support at 800-471-9264, or you can make your pledge online as well. It's NIPR.FM. A few folks from last hour and from this hour to thank. Again, a big thanks to Daryl Angler. Daryl says, there's something I always like on WBOY. Dennis Farnan likes News and Science Friday. Dennis, thank you very much. Chuck Zumbrun, we appreciate your support as well. Thank you so much. Susan McGrade, pledged her support to Northeast Indiana Public Radio. Loves the BBC and the Diane Rehm Show. Jim Connell, Jim, a big supporter of the station. Thank you very much. Jim, supporting the local broadcast today. And Gene Berger pledged as well. Gene, thank you very much for supporting Midday Matters. Now we want to hear from you, 800-471-9264, or pledge online at nipr.fm. Of course, we have that very special gift from Broadview Florist, a hanging basket with your pledge of $50 or more. It'd be great to pledge at the $5 or $10 per month level, and you get to support public radio, and you get a little something to decorate the outdoors,
too. How about $50 per month,
Should
Sean?
Yeah, if you'd like to pledge at $50 per month, we'll get you 2 hanging baskets in fact. That'd be all right. And Laura Stein, we were just talking over the break here. You've been a long-time public radio listener. I'll have to ask, why? And why are you here during the fun drive when you could be outside enjoying this beautiful weather?
Well, actually, we're hoping the weather's going to turn beautiful
soon,
this afternoon,
soon.
Yes. But I am a longtime public radio listener, and I've loved the station since I came to town over 20 years ago. But one of the things I really like currently about the programming is the local programming in the noon hour. Like on Tuesday, you had some local social media experts in, Ashley Motia, Kevin Mullett, and I love it when Anthony Giuliano's on. You know, these are people they're at the top of this field, and I know in my company, I'm trying to learn all I can about social media, and it's really helpful. So it's just very informative, educational programming, and you've got great you know, like on Tuesday, you had some great personalities on the air. So it's fun to listen to them, but I always come away learning something. So it fits in with my day. And, you know, besides all the other programming, I love Science Friday and Terry Gross and all, you know, I could go on and on, but the local programming really stands out to me.
If you've been able to connect with your community in a new way through our local news and information programming, if you've been able to connect with the world through All Things Considered and Morning Edition and the BBC, we hope you'll pledge your support this hour. We're looking for just six more folks to call us at 800-471-9264 or go online to nipr.fm. Don't forget, for your pledge of $50 or more, you'll get a hanging basket from Broadview Florist. And Laura, I understand that you want to sweeten the pot for our listeners this
hour. Would like to, yes, for maybe the next pledge that comes in, I'd like to match $100 from Laura Stein Gardens.
Okay.
One or more pledges that come in.
Thank you so much. So that's you've heard it here first, folks. The next $100 in pledges will automatically be matched by Laura Stein from Laura Stein Gardens. Thanks very much to both of you and to all of our listeners who have pledged so far. Let's get back to business now. And of course, if you have a question or comment for us, give us a call on our pledge line, 800-471-9264. Facebook is up, Twitter is up, and you can email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Doug Hackbarth.
All right. And I, too, was going to mention that you can call in, folks. Feel free to call in and ask questions. We're here for that. But I wanted to mention what I like to listen to on the public radio, and I love the jazz. I'm an old jazz musician from way back, and I always love to listen to Doug Gruber on the Saturday morning program. And I'd like to put a shout out to Leah Turco, who I also used to love to listen to when she used to host the jazz programs. Leah Turco's out there. I just want to say hi to her.
And that's one of a lot of folks' favorite aspects of the public radio station here in Fort Wayne and really across the country. We're not just news and information, although we're often known for that. We also have so much jazz programming, so much classical programming on our sister station WBNI as well. So there's a little something for everybody here at WBOI. Again, if you have a question or comment, or if you want to make a pledge, it's 800-471-9264. And during this part of the program here, we're talking about mulching faux pas. It is the season to go get some mulch and spread it around. So we've talked about so far, watch out for that volcano mulching. You have to be very careful about that. What else do you see regularly, Laura, that folks just aren't getting quite right?
Well, I want to...
Maybe they are getting right.
Yeah, so. Maybe they are getting right. I want to just quickly touch on why it's important to mulch. There are three basic things that mulch really helps us with as gardeners. One is it does kind of even out the moisture level in the soil, and it helps to keep it cool around the roots, which is good for the plants. Also, again, if you choose a natural bark mulch, it breaks down into the soil, adds some nutrients, and keeps the soil a little looser around the roots, which is great. The other thing it does, it really provides a service to the gardener is that it keeps weeds down. The more you can do that, then the less chemicals we need to use in our yards, and that's always a positive thing.
And a fourth thing is it looks good.
It does look good. I have to say that I really like, again, the natural mulch for that. I know some people like the colored mulch, but I'm a plant woman, so
too.
I want to see the plants. I don't really want to see the mulch. And one of the other issues with the colored mulch is that the dye does, you know, it eventually wears off, and so that, you know, you think that dye is coming off and going through the ground into the rivers, and it's it doesn't typically break down into the soil as the natural mulches do, because the dye has to be put on a certain type of wood that will take it in, that will absorb it. And that wood doesn't necessarily break down into the soil as well.
Sure.
So there's my pitch on anti-colored mulch.
Well, and it looks unnatural. If it's real bright colors, it's unnatural.
Right, Right, it is.
Absolutely.
We want to hear your questions or comments about mulching or anything else, really. If you have a plant or garden question, we'll take it this hour. 800-471-9264. That's also the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge this hour. You can also ask a question or leave a comment on our Facebook page. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm, or you can send us a tweet. Laura, I'm sorry I interrupted you there. Go ahead.
Not at all. No, I wanted to touch briefly on something that I have learned a lot about in probably the last 6 months. And I've learned this from an arborist in town named Tom Meyer. And he has been speaking at several events, and he's got this tool called an air spade. And he can go when he sees there's a tree that is planted too deep, mm-hmm. so you don't see the root flare because that tree has been planted underneath the ground level. And it causes a lot of problems later in life for the tree. So he has got this air spade, and he can go around the base of the tree and take some of the soil away so that he can find that root flare, and it's excavating the root flare so the soil is not on top of it. So what I learned is that, and hopefully this will help anyone who's going to plant new trees this year, is that a lot of times I'm seeing plants from the nursery either that are bald and burlapped, so they have that burlap around the root system, or they're even in pots, that the root flare is actually buried in there. So even if you get it home and you plant it correctly, the root flare is still down below
it's
the soil.
Still buried.
Yeah. So when you do that before you plant a tree, pull that. Make sure that you can see the root flare. Make sure that the root flare is that 2 to 3 inches, Doug, that we were talking about above grade level.
And for those neophytes among us, you're basically just talking about where this tree starts to taper back out at the bottom of the plant.
Right.
So you may
That's
need
exactly
to
right.
scrape some soil off the top
right.
of the ball.
And I'm even finding, so once you pile soil up around that root, root flare, then you start getting these adventitious roots that will, so the trunk itself will start sending out roots mm-hmm. from there. So you want to pull that soil back and then even just take some pruners and clip those roots off and get it up to the correct height. It will keep the tree healthy and get it off to a good start.
We need to take just a quick break here. When we return, we'll tackle more of these mulching issues. And we have a question from Lena. Lena wants to know regarding the recent flooding we've had across our region here about water absorption. So we'll talk about that in just a few moments. We hope you'll take a few minutes, though, to pledge your support to this program. Of course, WBOY is made up of a lot of national shows, but a lot of locally produced programs as well, including this show and a number of music programs, including Meet the Music and Under the Influence and many others. If that's the type of cultural programming and information programming you support, pledge right now at 800-471-9264, or you can pledge online at nipr.fm. Looking for just 6 more folks this hour to step up and make that call or get to our website. Don't forget, for just another half hour here, not even 25 minutes, in fact, we have that $100 match in play from Laura Stein. The next $100 will automatically be doubled, but we don't get that if we don't get those pledges in. So please pledge now. And of course, at the $50 level, you can request a hanging basket from Broadview Florist. We hope you'll stay with us, and we hope you'll pledge one more time. 800-471-9264, NIPR.FM. Stay with us. It's Midday Matters.
This program on WBOI is provided by Lake City Bank, offering a range of financial investment and trust services for individuals, businesses, and nonprofit organizations through the Lake City Bank Wealth Advisory Group. Details at lakecitybank.com.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Northeast Indiana Public Radio. I'm Sarah D'Elia with WBOI News. Lawmakers have reached agreement on a major overhaul of Indiana's criminal sentencing laws aimed at directing more nonviolent, low-level felons to work release and other local programs rather than sending them to prison. The House voted 86-10 Thursday in favor of a compromise version reached with Senate negotiators. A Senate vote has not yet been scheduled. The overhaul would not take effect until July 2014, and supporters say they expect the legislature will consider changes on specific crimes next year. Provisions of the bill would require those convicted of the most serious crimes to spend more time in prison. House Speaker Brian Bosma says a budget deal is close as lawmakers continue eyeing a Friday end to this year's legislative session. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports, Bosma says an income tax cut will be part of the final product.
Bosma says with only a couple days left of session, the legislature has a framework in place for the budget. And he says while details are still being worked out, everyone agrees on the goals they're working towards.
Impacting public education funding in a very positive way. It's getting Hoosier Roads to meet our self-declared goal of being the crossroads of America. It's putting money back into the taxpayers' pocket in a very substantive way.
And Bosma says they're zeroing in on what that tax cut will entail.
Our goal is to have the largest single tax cut in state history with over $1 billion in tax cuts that will touch every Hoosier family, every Hoosier business, every Hoosier taxpayer, and I think we're going to get there.
Bosma says that will include elimination of the inheritance tax, continuing a reduction in the corporate tax rate, and part of the governor's proposed income tax cut. The speaker says he's anticipating the details will be released publicly Thursday. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
And a proposal aimed at legalizing 5 fenced deer hunting preserves around Indiana has failed in this year's legislative session. Representative Matt Ubelor of Bloomfield said Thursday that his bid to protect the hunting preserves was blocked by the Senate. He says he believes the step was needed to resolve an 8-year-old lawsuit over attempts by the Indiana Department of Natural Resources to shut down the existing preserves where hunters pay for a chance to shoot deer confined inside high fences. Senate President Pro Temp David Long says he does not believe that the preserves offer true hunting and that the courts should decide whether the preserves are legal before the legislature gets involved. Taking a quick look at the WBOY weather forecast, this afternoon expecting partly sunny skies with a high near 53, dropping down to 34 tonight. Friday looks like we'll see nothing but sunshine with a high near 62, cooling down to 41 Friday evening. And looking to the first half of your weekend Saturday, mostly sunny skies expected with a high near 67, dropping down to 47 Saturday night. You're listening to 89.1 FM, WBOY Fort Wayne. Now you can pledge your support to local programs like Midday Matters at 1-800-471-9264 or online at nipr.fm. And thank you for your support.
Good afternoon. 20 minutes before 1 o'clock, this is Midday Matters on WBOY Fort Wayne. It's the Outer Spaces edition of our program. That means Doug Hackbarth from Broadview Florist is here. And because it's the last Thursday of the month, Laura Stein from Laura Stein Gardens is with us as well. Thanks very much to both of you for being with us on this special Pledge Drive edition of our program. We'll get back to business here in just a few moments, but we want to ask you to take just a minute and pledge your financial support to keep shows like Midday Matters and All Things Considered and Morning Edition and Under the Influence and all the programs you listen to on the air and strong. We had a goal this hour of 9 pledges and $900. A lot of folks gave us a ring in that last break. We need just 2 more folks now. Two more folks.
Wow. Let's do it. We can do it.
The way you can pledge your support is simple. Call us at 800-471-9264 or pledge online at nipr.fm. If you support local informational programming like this, We hope you'll give us that call. We have to remind folks, too, that Doug, you brought along a very special pledge gift that we only have now during this hour for another 19 minutes. So people need to get in on it soon if they're going to.
Sure. Anybody that donates $50 or more during this hour, we're giving them a gift certificate for a $26 hanging basket from Broadview, and they get to come in during the month of May and pick out anyone they want.
All right.
Wow. And, you know, that's certainly Broadview's specialty.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a great gift because you do them so well.
So that means if you at home decide to pledge $5 a month or $10 a month, maybe $15 a month, or as Doug suggested earlier, $50 a month, if we'll get you two hanging baskets at that level. If you pledge at any amount over $50, you can we'll get you a voucher for a hanging basket from Broadview Florist. Thanks very much, Doug. Mm-hmm. We also had a match in play here from Laura Stein and Laura Stein Gardens. Laura was going to match the next $100 in pledges that came in, and in fact, we should say we met that match.
Appears to be matched.
So we a little more money
Good,
in the pot.
I'm glad.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thank you to the folks who pledged. Just a few folks to thank before we get back to business here. Diane Neller likes the gardening program, Terry Gross, and the Diane Ream Show. Diane, thanks very much for pledging your support this hour. Laura, we have a few other folks as well.
Looks like Gene Stump called in and gave us a pledge.
Freddie Schaefer called and pledged some support to public radio as well. And Cheryl Hardigan pledged support. Thank you very much to everybody. Now remember, we just need two more folks to step up and support this local program this hour. Let's get back to business here. And of course, if you have a question or comment, you can also use our pledge line and give us a ring at 800-471-9264. You can head over to our Facebook page and leave a comment with us. That's facebook.com/middaymatters. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm, or you can send us a tweet as well. We had a note here from Lena that we had to leave before we went to the break. Lena says, living in Lakeside Park, this recent flooding, the water table rising through her basement, oh no, makes me wonder, what are the best plants, bushes, or trees for water absorption and or a rain garden? Also, how far from a foundation should they be planted to serve as an asset to absorb water, but not a liability? A complex question there.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on what Lena might be able to do to make some lemonade out of these lemons we've had the last few days?
You know, anything she plants is going to absorb water, and that's good. You got to be careful not to go crazy, though, and if you're using something like a weeping willow tree, they tend to absorb too much water. And in fact, during a drought, they search for water and they get into bad things. So, you know, anything you plant is going to absorb water. Think about annuals and the perennials and the fact that how often do I have to water these things through the summer? Well, if you have moist ground, you won't have to water as often and it will help to absorb it. But eventually it'll all turn around and get caught back up. I can't help her out with the basement, though. That's just a problem.
What I really like about what Lena said and kind of tossed out is a rain garden.
Yes.
And that can very much help with some of the drainage from around her house. And there is the city is putting on a wonderful program, and they have for the last few years, and there are workshops on how to create a rain garden. And she could check on the city utilities website, and there are all the dates for those. And my understanding is you want to go about 10 feet from the house.
Okay.
But there are native plants are really what she wants to use because the root systems on those plants go far deeper than just than many non-natives. Like a purple coneflower has a root system up to 8 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
So what those natives do is those roots get in the soil and they open the soil up so that it can take much of that water and pull it down into the soil away from the house and funnel it away.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And so if she checks out the City Utilities website, she can see their resources, their upcoming information session on Rain Garden?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
If you have a question or comment in the last 14 minutes of the program here, or if you'd like to make a pledge, you can call us at 800-471-9264, or you can go online and pledge your support at NIPR.FM. If you'd like to leave a comment on our Facebook page or our Twitter feed, please do. We'll get to it as soon as we can here. And if you'd like, you can email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Elena does bring up a really good point here. We've had an awful lot of rain in the past couple weeks. Some communities around Indiana are flooding. I know Kokomo was in big trouble, Huntington area, I believe, as well. What can folks do? Maybe some people have already gotten outside, started prepping their gardens and their yards. They may have run into a lot of flooding and a lot of trouble. Let me put it to you all. What are some basic tips people can do to now to recover from this rainfall?
As we've mentioned in previous shows, you do want to really pay attention if you start to turn your soil or rototill. If it's clumpy, you've got to stop.
Right now, wouldn't you say most soils are too,
I would think
they're too wet to get in with a rototiller?
Yeah, unless you have a high spot, and a lot of that wind would help dry it out. But I'm not hoping for wind either. I don't care much for those strong breezes. But yeah, you may have to wait a little while and in order to plant. But watch the soil. They say if you can pick it up and squeeze it and it's dribbling water out of your hands, then it's too wet. I mean, that's the rule of thumb. But, and also in previous shows, I mentioned that you go out there while it's dry, you rototill, then cover it with plastic so it stays dry even when it rains. And then you have an area that you can work in, especially if you want to do some early gardening, which is... as of tomorrow, it's not early gardening anymore. It's normal gardening.
We established that earlier in the show.
Yeah, earlier gardening would be the cabbage and broccoli and things that tolerate cold weather. I might mention, too, last weekend when it got down to 28 degrees, I'm constantly talking about how you can't hurt cabbage, broccoli, and cauliflower and all that stuff. Well, I had some broccoli that was damaged from that cold weather. And the question is, was it the cold weather of 28 degrees or was it those crazy winds? Because those winds were really, really bad on people's plants if they had them out, even perennials that were popping up out of the ground. The beauty of the perennials is even damaged leaves can be cut off and they just grow back.
Sure.
New ones grow back. Same with, we had to go through the broccoli and chop out little leaves that were basically, I think they were windburned. Yeah.
Could be.
So don't get confused between windburned and freeze.
Doug, just going back to something you said earlier, I know I'm familiar with, vegetables are not my area of expertise, but I know that when you plant tomatoes, you do want to plant them low. Are there any other vegetables or any other plants that you know of that you would plant below grade level?
I don't think so.
That's the only one I know of.
The funny thing is people hear about planting tomatoes low, and they get it in their brain that everything likes it that way, and it's not true. There's so many plants that can't tolerate low planting. Geraniums is one of them. You plant them too low, and they'll rot just like a tree would rot, as you were mentioning earlier in the program, from that soil. So a lot of plants benefit from being planted high. The chrysanthemum people, when we used to grow a lot of chrysanthemums, they used to come around and you can't believe how shallow they wanted us to plant chrysanthemum starts. And I don't
care. That's interesting.
I don't care what they said. I still planted them because they stood up. The way they planted them was literally laid them on top of the soil and just sort of took your finger and poked the roots down a little bit. And that was it. So they are pushing for higher planting. Just plant things normally. Don't plant things deeply except tomatoes. See, tomatoes have all those hair roots growing up and down the stems. All those hairs will turn into roots if they're in the ground.
I think we're going to forego our last break here because we do have some questions. And, of course, if you have a question or a comment you want to share with Doug and Laura today, give us a call at 800-471-9264. You can always get on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/middaymatters. Send us a tweet, or if you'd like, you can email middaymatters@nipr.com. Relax.fm. A quick goal update, because this is the Fun Drive edition of our program. Just a few minutes to pledge your support by calling that same number, 800-471-9264, or you can pledge on our website, NIPR.fm. Just about 10 minutes left here to take advantage of that offer from Broadview Florist. And Doug, if you pledge $50 or more, you can request a hanging basket. We'll send you a voucher, and you can head over there in the month of May and pick a special one out just for you. Great for a $5 or $10 a month pledge. Again, 800-471-9264, NIPR.fm. Let's get to some questions and comments here. Carol Joy called in and wondered, how far should decorative bushes be from the foundation of your house without destruction being an issue? Essentially, how close is too close?
Well, what you want to take into consideration is, of course, the type of shrub. So it depending, I would take the, you want to take the eventual mature width mm-hmm. of that plant. So let's say she's going to plant a large shrub that gets, say, 8 foot by 8 foot. So you want to plant the center of the trunk probably 10 foot then from the house. You want to leave 12 to 24 inches between the branches and the side of the house so that you've got some good air circulation through there. So you want to take the eventual width of the shrub mm-hmm. into account when you choose that.
And is there a source to, I guess, a written source to figure out what the kind of the eventual width should be? Or do you just need to eyeball some mature plants and maybe bring a measuring tape with you?
Well, read the label.
The labels is okay. one of the best sources, but there's also, one of the Bibles of landscaping is Durr's, D-I-R-R-S, and this is Michael Durr. Durr's Woody Shrubs and Trees Manual, and he's a professor, I believe it's down in Georgia, and he has made the book that many of us get all of our information from, or much of it.
Secrets revealed here on
yeah,
Midday Matters.
That's right.
And it's so important to read and follow label directions when it comes to plants, because when you start planting things that are little and you think you know better, I'm going to plant these closer because I want them to fill out quicker. They will fill out quicker. Then all of a sudden they start stretching for space. And now what did the label say? It's going to grow 12 inches tall, but gee, mine grew 18 to 24 inches tall. Your labels are bad. No, they grew tall because you planted them too close together. You didn't follow the label instructions. Mm. And it's true with trees and shrubs. You need to plant them at a distance. Now, if you want boxwood, for example, to all grow up together so you can trim it and make it look like one long neat little thing, well, that's fine, but still don't get crazy and plant them too close. And the tendency is, the smaller the plants you buy, the tendency is to plant them closer together. And you still have to think, yeah, but how big will this thing get? Even sure. though you buy a small one, it's still going to grow to the normal size.
Carol Joy, we appreciate your question.
It's a great question.
We have just a few more and just a few minutes to get to them, so we'll try to be brief here. Anita says, I have some bulbs planted by a previous owner that came up last year, and the flowers fell over. Do I need to dig them up and plant them deeper?
Well, daffodils is a great example of something when we had that 28-degree weather where they fall over, but they generally perk back up the next day, and that's what happens. Tulips, they shouldn't have been that far along yet to where they would have fallen over, and only because the weather's so far behind.
Yeah, that's typically not a function of bulb depth.
Yeah, right.
The fact that they fell over.
Oh, no, huh?
Yeah.
Now, if they actually fell over and didn't get back up, I mean, it could be due to the wind, but I see daffodils that after a real hard cold spell like we had the other day, they will lay down, but they perk back up right after that, like the next day or so.
All right. Anita, good luck, and we appreciate your question here. I have kind of an interesting question that leads to an interesting point from Daniel here. Daniel says, can I mulch with shredded money? I mean, you can buy it cheap, but I mean, after the coming devaluation, what better use for all these wheelbarrows of cash? Recall the USSR. And there's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek aspect to that question, but this does bring up the point, and we just have about 2 minutes here for this. of alternative mulches.
Yes.
Can you do something besides bark, for example? What can folks look at?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, one of the most cost-effective things you can do is when leaves fall on your lawn in the fall, shred them up and you can put them back down on your lawn, or you can save some and put them along on your beds for mulch. And that's a great use of mulch, and it's free.
Hmm. Yeah, and you simply shred them up with a lawnmower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We are just about out of time, unfortunately, for this edition of Midday Matters Outer Spaces. A big thanks to everybody who's dropped questions with us today. Also, thanks to the folks who have pledged their support. We do have time for maybe one more, and I'm getting word now that we have one more. Melody called in with a question. She cuts hay for her goat. Are there safe flowers I can plant to support the local bees while not harming the pasture hay for the goat?
Well, clover, I would think. Clover.
That's a good bee plant.
They all eat it, yes. And bees love it. So I can't think of anything better than that.
A little bit of clover.
But can you think of anything else?
Lemon balm is a great one for bees. I know thyme is a great one for bees. I don't know about the goat issue, mm-hmm. but thyme is a great plant for bees.
But, you know, you wonder when you plant clover, do you really want it there? Because it's going to be there.
Sounds like we'll have to have a Midday Matters goat-centric coming up, coming up pretty soon. Melody.
I want to talk to her and her goats.
Yeah. Melody, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. We have just about 2 minutes left in the program here, and that means just two more minutes to pledge in support of Midday Matters Outer Spaces and all of the local and national programming you get here on WBOY. That also means, Doug, just two more minutes for folks to take advantage of that offer.
Yes, $50 vote, $50 pledge, and you get a gift certificate for a hanging basket valued at $26.
I'll toss in $50 or more. You can
yes.
you can request a voucher for a hanging basket from Broadview Florist. That's really easy to do. You can pledge $5 a month or $10 a month or $20 or $40 or $50 a month, whatever you like. The important thing, though, is that you pledge and show that you value programs like Midday Matters and Morning Edition and All Things Considered and all the great programs we have right here on WBOI. It's easy to do, and we hope you do it right now. 1-800-471-9264, or you can pledge online at nipr.fm. I'll give you both just a quick last word as we have to say farewell for this edition of our program. Laura, why should people give to public radio?
Well, just over the last few years, all the new different programming that's come in, the TED Talks, the Radio Lab. I mean, it seems like you're always keeping it interesting. So I would say that's a really good reason to give to public radio.
And Doug, any last words?
Rock and roll. I get so tired of it. I have to switch off and go to something that's a little bit more brainy.
Well, that's good enough for me. If you are sick of rock and roll, at least for now, you need to switch over to WBOY. We hope you'll put a price tag on that listening that you do every day. Call us. Pledge at 800-471-9264, nipr.fm. Just 60 seconds now. If you pledge at $50 or more, Doug Hackbarth will send you a voucher for a hanging basket at Broadview Florist. Quick thanks here to Brian, who pledged his support to public radio. Also, Diane Reed. Diane Reed likes outer spaces and also loves the Car Guys on Saturday. And Dwayne, let's see. And thanks also to Cheryl as well. And thanks to all of the folks who have given this hour. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Sean Beter for Laura Stein and Doug Hackbarth. This is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 FM HD Channel 1. It's WBOY Fort Wayne. Thanks for your pledges, for your calls. Thanks to Doug and Laura for their generosity this hour as well. Fresh Air is coming up next. Have a great day.